So one of the ancient symbols of light and darkness has plays out in John's gospel for sure. And the idea that when the light comes into the world, who is Christ? Christ our light, that's where this candle comes from. We sing it at the Easter Vigil. But we've always been a people who prefer darkness. And it's hard for us to think that people would actually prefer darkness over light. You know, that they would prefer that. And yet, because I can't imagine, you know, even talk about the Prince of Darkness. How could anybody be a devil worshiper or love the evil? It's hard for us to understand because it's just it's so destructive to life, you know, that darkness. And yet, of course, there's always a darkness inside us as well. You know, and sometimes when we prefer the darkness or prefer the sin over the good and the holy in our own life, whether it's maybe choosing to lie versus telling the truth, you know, maybe stretching things rather than living in the light. And, you know, it's the idea, and John gives the reason why people would prefer it. It's so that their works might not be exposed. You know, that so we wouldn't be seen for who we really are and what is the real truth. And this way, the evil continues to happen in the darkness. Because as soon as it would come to the light, people would see it and then expose it for what it is. And that's always hard for all of us, especially in our own personal life. It's sometimes easy to see that in the church or in the government or another, but how about in our own lives? In our own lives, when we prefer the darkness than the truth that comes from God, and so that everybody can see the truth in our own life, where we go, what we do, how we spend our time, all of that. The challenge for us is people in this time of the Easter season, choose the light, to live in the light, to live in what is, so that, as it says, whoever lives in the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in